You know those questions everyone seems to ask?
Frequently asked questions.
Well, here's the answers. This is FAQ on CKBI.
It is FAQ, and today is Brian Staubs from McKenzie Funeral Chapel and Crematorium. Brian, last time we talked, we were well into COVID. Now that things have kind of changed a little bit, why don't you give us an update on, what are the new rules, regulations, if any, with COVID?
Yes, so for quite a while now, we've been sort of at a spot where there's no restrictions on funeral services now as far as numbers or where we can have them, things like that. At one point, we couldn't even go to a church now. Everything is coming around to be close to what I would call normal.
So there's really no limits on how many people can attend a service either in your chapel or at one of the churches.
That's correct. So we have no limit on the numbers, and we don't have a restriction on the masking.
One thing let's talk about, I don't know if we've touched on this before, Brian, is people leaving behind a bit of a memorial, some place for their family, their friends to go after they've passed on to pay their respects, to, say hi. Let's talk about monuments.
Yeah, we're right in the full swing monument season here now. We're getting ready to place a bunch of monuments into the chosen cemeteries by the families now for the ones that we've sold during the winter. They're sitting in our warehouse here, and we're soon getting ready to be placing them in the cemeteries.
I would assume all shapes, all sizes. You can have something that's very big and grandiose and something that's just very subtle.
Oh, you bet. There's everything available, and of course, we always have to go by the restrictions and the ruling on the cemeteries, but a lot of the rural cemeteries, there's sort of a no restriction, so the people in the country have, a better chance of doing whatever they wish, and we sell everything from bronzes to upright granites to you name it, it's available.
Now, a lot of people think, you have the big tombstone, so to speak, over top of the grave. What about people that have underwent cremation?
Yes, even with cremation, we find that our clients still want their loved ones' remains buried in the cemetery, and the marker doesn't depict whether it was a casket burial or an urn. That's irrelevant. It's marking the memory of the loved one.
And if somebody, say, already has been buried and they go, I think we would like to put up some sort of a memorial, a monument for my mom, my grandmother, can they still do that?
Oh, they sure can. Like, lots of times we have people that will go back a couple generations where a family member might have been the uncle without a family, and they want to get that marked, and we sure help them out with that.
And Brian, if people want to find out more about this, how do they get in touch with you?
Yes, they can just give me a call at McKenzie Funeral Home, 763-8488, ask for Brian, or get a hold of me online at brian@mckenziechapel.ca.
Missed an episode? Check out FAQ on demand at ckbi.com.